when I was a junior in college, I turned 21, and I, on my 21st birthday, I went out, obviously, as one does, to a bar right at, like, midnight when I officially turned 21, and I go inside, and the minute I walk, so I went to college in a big city, and there were different, like, areas of the city, and I went to one specific area with, like, a bunch of, like, nightlife, etc. And so I walk into the bar, and I see, the first person I see in the bar is this guy in the corner of a booth with a group of his friends, and I walk in, and we make eye contact, and it was, like, a really charged moment for me. I was like, I'm an adult, and I dressed, like, a very specific way, because I was like, you know, like, what if something happens tonight? So I was wearing really, like, skin-tight black jeans. I had this gray shirt on, but it really wasn't a shirt. It was just, it covered, like, my shoulders and my waist, but my bra was just completely out. I was wearing this, like, black lace corset type bra. Anyway, so I go in, and the first person I see is this guy, and I'm like, damn, he looks really familiar. But I just keep on going inside with my friends. I'm like, you know, don't make this weird. So then I get a birthday drink, and it dawns on me, like, this guy that I just made eye contact with, I was supposed to hook up with him a few weeks prior, but nothing panned out. So we go downstairs, and I text him, and I'm like, hey, is that you? Like, are you the guy I just saw upstairs? And it was him. So he came downstairs, and then I, like, told my friends, like, hey, like, I saw a guy that I know. Anyway, things got kind of, like, I'm not usually one for PDA per se, but I do love a handsy man. And so he came downstairs, and we sat at a table, and I was gonna, like, I stood up when he got to the table, and then he was like, no, like, come and sit down on my lap. And I was like, okay, can't say no to that. So I did. It was a lot of fun. I'm pretty short. I'm like 5'2", and this guy was at least 6.5 feet tall. So I felt really dwarfed, which was hot to say the least. And yeah, we, like, spoke and stuff. We were having, like, a conversation. But every so often he would, like, whisper things in my ear, and he was getting really, like, grabby. But I told him, like, I can't do anything until, you know, I get my friends, like, squared away later in the evening. So I texted him my address, and I was like, come over later tonight. And so he did. I sent my friends home, like, after we finished my birthday party. My friends went back to their apartments, and then he was waiting for me downstairs at my building, and I brought him upstairs. And then I gave him, like, a 30-minute blowjob. He lasted forever. But it was fun. Yeah, I consider that, like, my birthday present to myself when I turned 21. And then the next day, I'm a really big fan of just being a whore for, like, multiple days in a row, like, getting something out of my system. So the next day, I had been talking to this guy. He was coming to my city to be an intern for that summer. So I was going out that night again for a second birthday party, because I'm a huge narcissist. And so I'm texting this guy, and I'm like, hey, I'll be out in town tonight again. Do you want to meet up? and he had plans, so we couldn't meet up that night. But instead, later that night, I was like, hey, I'm home, like, do you want to come over now? And he did, and I sucked his dick. Also a really good time. Then 2 days after that, I went on a date with this guy. I'd known him for like a year at that point, but we just had never like met up. And I went out with him. We met for drinks near my apartment, and we went on a walk after. We met for drinks at this rooftop bar. It was really nice. The whole setting was very beautiful during golden hour, no less. So yeah, and then after we had drinks, he came over, and then I sucked his dick again. I don't know why I'm saying again. Anyway, so number 3 on the list of dicks I sucked that week. And then 2 days after that, this one's a pretty funny story to me. I matched with a guy on a dating app, and I'm not a very memorable person, if you will. Like, I have a very, I have like a very specific face that people will be like, oh, I feel like I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, I just have that face, if that makes sense. So, I know this might have happened with this guy, but I matched with this guy and I'm like, I know him. He was in my orientation group, freshman year of college, like a few weeks before college started. And so I thought it was pretty funny that this guy, like, maybe he thought I looked familiar, but he had no clue who I was. And that, like, we even had an interaction, at a dining hall with a group of friends my freshman year, but this was junior year, so I don't blame him for not remembering. But anyway, we were texting, and then we were going to hang out one night. The plan was to listen to country music, I think. I was really into Kacey Musgraves at the time, who I guess, like, isn't fully country music, but she has some bops. So he came over. Then we listened to Kacey Musgraves. And then we watched some Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then I sucked his dick twice, though. The memory's a little fuzzy, but I just, yeah, I know for a fact I sucked his dick at least one time, and then we, like, made out some more, and then the second time, I remember just, like, a really hot interaction. Like, we made out more, and then I think he, like, jacked off and came on my chest. I'm usually, like, a big swallow type of gal. Like, I just, if I'm sucking a dick, I don't want to, for me, like, spitting it out prolongs the taste of cum. So I just usually, like, I'm like, yeah, I can swallow. Plus, part of me is like, that's also pretty hot. But regardless, so the second time, so the first time I swallowed his cum, and then the second time he just came on my chest, also really hot. But then after that, I quit having sex for like an entire summer. Still birthday cake day adjacent. My first hookup after the one where I said after that I quit having sex for like an entire summer. One of, like, the best hookups I've had in a really long time. I very specifically met up with this guy under the guise of, like, at some point in the evening getting sexually dominated. So we met for drinks, and then I went to his house, and then he brought me to his room, and then instantly, like, just shoved me against the wall. I was like, okay. Big fan of not, you know, of just no, like, extra awkwardness. But anyway, yeah, and then he pinned, like, my hands above my head. And then totally, like, undressed me. He was still, like, fully dressed. And then I sucked his dick. I feel like he did something with that. That was just stupid hot. Like, he... I don't know why, but he, like, why I think this is exciting for me. Comment if you know. He, like, rubbed his dick all over my face and, like, said a bunch of mean shit to me. I don't know. This is, like, a trend that I've seen. Okay, trend sounds... Anyway. Regardless. Yeah, and then... After that, he spanked me quite hard, I might add. Not complaining, though. Anyway, more related to Reddit. 2 years ago, on this day, or perhaps the night before, it was like summer break for me. And one night I was really horny. Like, I had like masturbated twice already, but I don't know what was up with me, but I just was... really horny. And I was tired of watching porn and reading porn, like, stories and books. So I was thinking, like, man, there has to be a way to, like, get off in a way without reading or watching anything. So I think I just looked up, like, some way of, like, listening to porn, and then Gone Wild Audio showed up, and I was like, holy shit, I hit the jackpot. It didn't help me that earlier that day, usually, like, this might feel like a weird sidetrack, but it's related. Usually, like, I can handle my coffee, but I drank, so I can usually drink, like, coffee after 3 or 4 p.m. and not feel it in the evening. But I drank a cold brew at, like, 4:30 that day, and I guess it, like, didn't help me, because I discovered GWA around, like, midnight, and I stayed up until 7:30 the next morning just listening to audios all night.